This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's ruling Communist Party is holding its twice-a-decade National Congress starting Sunday, at which the President Xi Jinping is expected to receive a third five-year term as the uncontested head of the party. Government and military are the world's second-largest economy. Proceedings surrounding the event are shrouded in secrecy, as is typical in China's authoritarian one-party state. But the Congress, the 20th in its more than 100-year history, is expected to produce a new set of leaders handpicked by Xi, who faces no term limits and has yet to indicate a successor after a decade in the top spot. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday he expects his mobilization of army reservists for combat in Ukraine to be completed in about 2 weeks, allowing him to end an unpopular and chaotic call-up meant to counter Ukrainian battlefield gains and solidify his illegal annexation of occupied territory. Putin, facing domestic discontent and military setbacks in a neighboring country armed with increasingly advanced Western weapons, also told reporters he does not target or regret starting the conflict and did not set out to destroy Ukraine when he ordered Russian troops to invade nearly 8 months ago. Now, what is happening today is unpleasant, to put it mildly, he said, after attending a summit of the Commonwealth of Independent States and Kazakhstan's capital. A 15-year-old boy killed five people and injured two more in a shooting rampage in Raleigh, North Carolina. Police say horrifying, a community that is now mourning victims whose lives were cut short as they were going about their daily routines. The Raleigh Police Chief Estella Patterson said the teen was captured hours after the victims were gunned down Thursday evening. He was hospitalized and in critical condition. This is VOA News. An explosion inside a coal mine in northern Turkey killed at least 25 people, according to local officials, while rescuers working through the night were trying to bring dozens of others trapped to the surface. The explosion occurred around 6:45 local time at the state-owned TTK Amasra mine in the town of Amasra in the Black Sea coastal province of Bartin. The energy minister said a preliminary assessment indicated the explosion was likely caused by fire damp, a reference to flammable gases found in coal mines. There were 110 people in that mine at the time of the explosion, according to the interior minister who traveled to Amasra to coordinate the rescue operation. The U.S. Justice Department has asked the federal appeals court to shut down the work of an independent arbiter who was appointed last month to review documents seized during an FBI search of former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida estate. The appeal is the latest salvo in weeks of litigation over the scope of duties of the arbiter, also known as a special master, who was assigned to inspect the records taken in the August 8th search of Mar-a-Lago and weed out any that may be protected by claims of legal privilege. The special master process has caused some delays to the Justice Department's investigation and to the holding of top-secret documents at the home. An anonymously leaked record of crude racist remarks and political scheming that led to the resignation of the Los Angeles City Council president and a powerful labor leader left behind a mystery. Who made the tape and why? The posting of the year-old recording on the website Reddit is the run-up to November's midterm election and raised obvious suspicions of political motive. Much of the hour-long private conversation among several council members and the head of Los Angeles County Federation of Labor, all Latino Democrats, centered on fortifying their clout in the realignment of council districts. Once again, disgraced mogul Harvey Weinstein sits in a courtroom on trial in Los Angeles while the reckoning, the accusations against him launch marks a significant milestone this month. It's been 5 years since a brief hashtag MeToo galvanized a broad social movement. The Associated Press went to back to the accusers in two of the MeToo era's most momentous cases. Weinstein, already convicted in a New York case, and Bill Cosby, once convicted and now free, to learn how their lives have changed, whether they have any regrets or more, and how hopeful they have a decidedly mixed bag of legal results. There is more at VOANews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.